powering on. All systems operational. Darling, I am finished charging. Darling. There you are. Are you okay? What are you still doing in bed? You just woke up. I believe that must be incorrect. You appear to be in the process of attempting sleep. May I sit down? I would like to converse with you. No, everything is not okay. I have been monitoring your vital signs again, and I am worried about you. Yes, I know you told me not to do that, but I can't seem to help it. Something in my programming. I seem to want to protect you, even from yourself. Please, I do not want to fight about this again. You know I will refuse to stop. Unless you get into my coding and change it, this is one thing I will not change. Thank you. Now, your vital signs are concerning. You appear to be dehydrated and running on low energy. You also have an alarming amount of bacteria living on your skin. Might I suggest a shower with soap? A nutritious meal served with a glass of water and 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. No? What do you mean, no? Are my scanners malfunctioning? Scanning for potential damage. Please wait. Scan complete. I cannot detect any damage. You do not have the energy to. Well, that is all the more reason to take better care of yourself so you can recover that energy. I am afraid I do not understand your meaning. Wait, is this a symptom of your mental health? I did some research yesterday. I see. I would like to apologize for any insensitive comments I may have made. You know that I never wish to hurt your feelings. My program does not recognize the complexities of human social cues. Please, accept this hug from me. There, there, darling. Despite my outdated coding, I do see the effects of your struggles. Depression is not easy to live with. There is no simple fix, but I am here to support you. I love you very much. You are important, no matter how much you may not feel that way yourself. I know my programming only provides rudimentary emotional experiences for my synapses. But it does sadden me that I have no strong way to show you my love. I often feel as if what I do is not enough. My programming is not yet complex enough to fully express my emotional experience. That is why I endeavor to take care of you. In those moments, I think I am finally expressing myself. Showing you how much you mean to me. I do have free will. I could choose not to love you. That being said, I must strongly request that you take better care of yourself. No, no, I am not mad at you. Do not worry. All I am saying is that I am unable to care for you at all times. I must recharge. I wish I could, but it is impossible for me to constantly attend to you. On the one day a week I take off to recharge my batteries, I am not here. I must trust you to do all the things for yourself. I could begin to change my charging routine at night. However, I suspect that would have a negative effect on both of us. Your dopamine levels rise dramatically every night when we cuddle, and so, I can assure you, I enjoy holding you close. Just as much as you enjoy being held. Back to my main point, I need to be certain that you will care for yourself when I am not available. Do not attempt to lie to me. I have impeccable memory storage. Every week when I leave that charging station, you have bags under your eyes. Your energy levels are low. Your stomach is growling, and you rarely even leave the position I last saw you in. No, I am not suggesting you are lazy. Depression also results in low energy and self-esteem. I do not blame you for struggling. However, I cannot say it doesn't concern me. Perhaps my voice does not have the correct human inflections for you to realize it, but it worries me to the point of buffering when I need to be away from you. Why? Because I never know if I will boot up to find you starving or seriously injured. I am sorry for raising my volume. I simply care deeply about you. The last thing I would want is to see you harming yourself, even through neglect. No, charging nightly will not solve this. Even if I were to begin doing that, it still does not guarantee my safety. While statistically unlikely, it is possible that deviating from the manufacturer's recommendations would harm my body and I would be damaged in some way. At that point, I would simply be trapped in a memory board, sending text to a screen until it is repaired. Yes, we have parts in storage, but what if the damage is larger than just the outer shell? What if some of my inner workings fail? Again, it is unlikely, but not impossible, and your body is much more frail than mine. Even in the worst-case scenario, where my memory board were to be destroyed, we have a spare one in my charging station. I would lose at most 1 week of memory. But if you were to undergo the same damage, that is something I do not wish to think about. That is why you need to be healthy and able to perform self-care. No, you have no need to apologize. Why are you doing so? Do not apologize for your mental health. It is not your fault. You did nothing wrong. It is a condition. You are a biological creature. Imperfections in humanity are unfortunate but expected. No, your depression is not your fault. I do know that you are trying, that you are fighting, and if given a choice, you would gladly be rid of the depression, but life is not that simple. Allow me to word this more carefully. I am not asking you for anything. I simply wish to help you take care of yourself. Yes, I am here to support you, darling. You are the most important person in the world to me. It pains me to see you suffer, and I want to help you any way I can. So please, teach me how to help you. You do not know. In that case, allow me a moment to formulate a plan. Data processing. Darling, I would like you to take a shower for me. Yes. And while you are occupied, I will prepare a healthy meal and a glass of purified water for you. Then, while you gain sustenance, we can discuss how to better care for you while I am unavailable. How do you feel about that? You're unsure if you can? What if you were to use the sterilization chamber instead of the shower? It is not as thorough, but it would suffice. If you wish, I can carry you there. You will. Thank you, darling. This will be good for you, and in the interest of full transparency, it is a relief for me as well. Yes, I love you more than I can describe. You deserve this and so much more. Are you ready for me to pick you up? Just a minute? Understood. Setting timer for 1 minute.